Welcome back to another episode of the Profitable Audience Podcast. Today we're going to talk about social media. For those of you who know me, I'm not a huge fan, but events that happened semi-recently have caused me to kind of jump back on the bandwagon of social media, specifically Facebook and Instagram of all social media platforms.
Yeah, I'm getting on the bandwagon. I'm two steps from the bandwagon. That's where I'm standing right now. I don't know. I've never been as against social media as you have, but I've always understood your protest of it because of the constant nature of it. It's definitely something that you have to be putting an effort towards every single day.
So what I'm specifically referring to, and the reason I have a reason why I don't like social media. I've been burned every single time. So if you remember back in the day when Facebook first came out, we're going to sound like dinosaurs here.
Yes, we are.
Facebook first came out and, you know, pages were all the rage and I built my page up. I invested money. I paid for ads to build up likes to my page.
Did you? I did not know that.
Because I knew that if I published something on my page, it would reach a pretty large percentage of the people on there. I can't remember what it was, but yeah.
No, I didn't pay for ads to build up my page, but I did a lot of, free ebook, if you like my page, free training. So while I didn't invest money, I invested a lot of time in creating these freebies and not seminars, but just all sorts of bonus items to like my page. And my page grew really nicely. And there was a time when you posted stuff. And I think we both kind of followed Rachel Miller and her Facebook strategy.
This is way before Rachel Miller.
Right. But yeah. I'm saying if you follow Rachel Miller, we were doing this strategy like before I was, at least before Rachel Miller was publicly talking about this stuff. And mainly because I was friends with Rachel Miller and I always saw what she built, that huge page to like a couple million or something. And so I was dedicating a lot of time to it, but I was seeing a return on it that made it absolutely worth the time. Because you're right, if you post something on Facebook, not only would it drive traffic to your website, but people would be sharing it, the activity, the comments, and then that would also grow your page, right? And then continue to increase the reach. So, but of course, that was back in the day.
Back in the day. And then Facebook took that away.
Yep.
By reducing the reach of everything. And then you had to pay for ads. Then Facebook groups became all the rage.
Yep.
Right?
We all ran to the groups.
And so I started doing things like, hey, you got to join my group in order for whatever, because groups were reaching everywhere. Mm-hmm. And I think I built my group up to like almost 20,000 people, I want to say.
And I wasn't there, and maybe this is still the case, there were like features in groups where, you know, if you posted to your page, it didn't always appear in everybody's feed. Right. People didn't get notified. But with groups, I think you could actually turn on notifications for the group so that, if you got people in your group to turn on their notifications, they would be notified every time you posted something in the group.
Yes. And I didn't learn my lesson the first time. And then they nerfed groups to the point, you know, where they weren't hardly getting any reach.
To the point where, as admins, I don't get notifications for our own groups anymore. Even though I have notifications turned on, I don't always get them.
Yes.
It's crazy. Yes.
Okay. So I spent a lot of time on pages, groups, and then Facebook Messenger came out.
Mm-hmm. And you were very high on Facebook Messenger.
Oh, I was so high on it because it was like text messaging.
Yes.
Right? You could send messages for free out to anyone who responded to you at all on Messenger. Yes. If you got someone to leave a reply to you, they became on your Messenger list and you could send messages to them for free as many times as you wanted to.
And it was very effective. I remember when you first started doing webinars for Profitable Online Store, you used Messenger. If I'm remembering correctly, you used Messenger as a primary way to get people to sign up and go to the webinars because they would get those notification messages in Facebook, which were so effective because you weren't on a bunch of Messenger lists, right? So it was like very prominent when you would message somebody on Facebook Messenger.
And it got to the point where I was creating these really fancy flows. I spoke at the ManyChat conference.
That's right, you did.
I inserted a live chat that was based on ManyChat, just because if I get someone to reply to me, I had them.
You did that. You did a presentation with like Steve Bot, right?
Yeah.
Where you were like in a robot costume. Yeah, I remember that.
I wasn't in a robot. I don't know where you got that from. I was
not a robot costume. You photoshopped yourself. As like the Terminator or something like that.
Like every freebie actually had to be gotten through Messenger.
Yes.
I created a loyalty program on Messenger. I created giveaways on Messenger just so I could get them, you know.
How many people did you have on there at the heyday? Do you remember?
25,000, 30,000.
Yeah. In the thousands and thousands.
But think about it. Like everyone got those messages too.
Yeah.
Like the delivery rate was like 90%+. And then the click-through rate was double digits. It was incredible.
And if you think about like the euphoria that you were having from this, because before this, you know, Facebook, first of all, there weren't even pages. Then we finally got pages. It was like, woo. And then that tanked. Groups. Yay. Tanked. And then you're like, I found the golden goose because you were able to message all these people very effectively. And then I don't know what happened after that, because I never got on the Messenger bandwagon.
Okay. Two things happened. They started imposing all these really strict rules that were really hard to keep up with. Like there'd be a new rule, and if you had stuff scheduled up, like, and you screwed up, you would get banned. Oh. So I actually had my page banned for a little bit. I got it back. And then they just said, hey, you can't do this anymore. You can't message someone after 24 hours. You're going to have to pay.
Mm.
So once again, I didn't learn my lesson the first time with pages. I didn't learn it with groups. And then Messenger basically became a paid model,
mm-hmm.
pay to play model. Not to mention the fact. Yeah.
Well, I'm saying because you pay for certain things. And so did you just find it not effective enough to be willing to pay for it?
Oh, so what ended up happening was when you pay for it,
mm-hmm.
you have no idea who you're going to reach, and not everyone gets a message. It was just completely random, like that ad system.
Okay.
It's one thing if you paid by the subscriber and you knew that everyone was going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't the case.
Kind of like to SMS. You pay and it's going to whatever category.
No. SMS, you know exactly who's getting
it. Right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. If it was like SMS where you're like, I'm paying a penny a send or whatever, then you'd probably have been more willing to.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
But because it wasn't the same model, it became very ineffective and expensive.
It's not expensive. Actually, I still run them today. It's not expensive. It just doesn't, you have no idea who you're reaching.
Yeah.
You have no idea how many people are going to get it. It's really completely random. So I fell off the Messenger bandwagon. and you know that I was never a big fan of Instagram ever, because what you just talked about before. But, I mean, this feature has been out for a while, but I think our mutual friend Andrea was trying to get me to try it, and I was too busy with the book launch to do anything. But now that things have settled down, Messenger lists actually allow you to create subscribers just like email,
mm-hmm.
where you can message them once a day if they subscribe to your list.
And you pay for this?
You don't pay for it.
Okay.
You don't pay for it, and then they have to engage with you, I think, within 6 months, I believe, or they fall off the list. But you can have ManyChat, which is the tool that I use for Messenger, automatically try to re-engage them
mm-hmm.
before that period comes. So essentially, it's like an email list. Like, you're going to clear out your email list every 6 months anyways, right?
Right. I clear it out once a month, but yeah.
Oh, wow, you do it once a month. I do it every 3 months. But
I don't clear it out, but I have some criteria, and once a month I cut people.
Yeah, that's nuts. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, mine is much less strict. Once a month.
If I wasn't dealing with such a large list, I probably would let it go. But like a large list, you've got to be pretty ruthless, because one, you're sending so many emails, and you know the costs, and then also hurting your deliverability. Because on a list that's pretty big, you get a lot of duds, right? People that signed up at some point. But okay, so I'm curious about this segmentation, because that's one of my favorite parts of email in general, is segmenting. So how are you, because obviously, let's just talk like Klaviyo. We're segmenting people based on purchase behavior, based on opening email or clicking through email behavior, frequency. There's all these things, location. How can you segment those people in Messenger?
Yeah, so right now I'm using it just for My Wife Quit. initially. I'm going to reintroduce it actually back into Bumblebee Linens. Although I have still the loyalty programs going on Bumblebee Linens. That's another mess in itself that
because you get married. If you're a frequent marrier, you get on the,
well, no, the reason was, is because when I lost, you know, when I lost interest in Messenger, I let the loyalty program, I wasn't like checking up on it anymore, mm-hmm. you know? And I think I'm actually going to move that loyalty. So what was funny is I had it on my checklist to move that loyalty program back to the website, like custom code mm-hmm. a loyalty program.
Yeah.
But then, you know, now that this has changed, I might move it. I might keep it the way it is. Anyway, what was your original question?
Well, first of all, total aside,
yeah.
I just thought of your perfect customer for Bumblebee.
Okay.
You need to just find the black widows of the world, the women that get married, secretly kill off their husbands, and then remarry for money. Like people that do this like 7, 8, 9 times. Like that's your person, right? Like wedding hankies, funeral hankies, wedding hankies, funeral hankies, just over and over and over and over again. That's your person.
See, Tony is undergoing a dark period right now in her life. It's the explanation for that random outburst.
Yes. I just thought, like, you need someone you need the black widow. That is your ideal customer. But yes, how do you segment people in Messenger?
So my wife, you know, it's really easy to get carried away in Messenger land for segmenting okay. because you can tag someone for every little action that they take. Like you okay. clicked on that button. Okay, you can tag them with potential buyer or right. they clicked on this. For my wife, quit. It's pretty easy because I mainly only have one product,
yeah.
and everyone's in e-commerce, so I actually don't do that much segmentation. The only segmentation I do right now is pretty much where they came from,
okay.
and the only reason I do that is just so I can keep track of which places are actually working the best and what's covering.
So where would they come from?
So they can come from the live chat. They can come from an ad that I'm running for one of my workshops. They can come from, I have various freebies where you actually have to get it through Messenger, mm-hmm. like throughout. So the way it works is I have an email sequence that takes people to videos, YouTube videos that are on a landing page. But if they want the slides, they click it, it takes them to Messenger and they have to get the slides.
Okay.
That way. Although I switched all that up to SMS at one point. So
mm-hmm.
I'm debating which is better right now. Because SMS, you have to pay. Whereas if you get someone on this list, it's free. But in the back of my mind also, I've been burned 3 times now
right.
by Facebook. So, you know, if this gets too popular, maybe they're going to take this away and then I'm screwed. Where's my SMS list I have for life?
And so is there a tool that you use to do all of this? Is it still ManyChat?
It's still ManyChat. Yeah, ManyChat's probably the best tool for this.
Are they free or is that?
No, they're not free, but they're really cheap, actually. Okay. I can't remember how many subs I have right now because I pruned all the inactives. They became useless after a while.
Right.
So I think I'm at like 8,000 or 9,000 now. Semi-engaged active people that I'm trying to re-engage.
And then like with email and sometimes with SMS, it just depends on the brand. Do you engage with them outside of webinars or... You don't really run promotions, but.
Yeah. I mean, we can talk about Ecom Land versus My Wife Quit because they're two different things. But yeah. if I have like a video that's really compelling,
mm-hmm.
I'll just send it out to the broadcast list. I can do it once per day.
Okay.
I don't broadcast anywhere close to that.
Yeah.
But again, it's just a way to, if you want to boost something, whether it be a blog post, a podcast or whatever, you can just send it out. You can even send out the options for the week. Like right now I have my weekly newsletter. You mm-hmm. can say, hey, here's the podcast for the week, the YouTube video for the week, and the blog post for the week, all in one broadcast.
Okay. Well, that's what I was kind of curious about. It's like, are you using it only to promote webinars, or are you using it to let people know you have a new YouTube video or a new blog post out or something like that? And are you using it at all to like cross promote, to subscribe to your YouTube channel or get on your email list, something like that?
Yeah, so that's the goal. So right now, I just recently jumped on the bandwagon. So when did my book come out? May. Then we had Seller
May
Summit.
17th.
So
May 17th.
I've been doing this for about 2 months.
Okay.
Now. Yeah. So that's the goal. And in fact, the first set of broadcasts mm-hmm. that I ever did was for the last month's workshop. And it okay. actually worked really well. And so I've slowly been trying to incorporate these flows back into my... So the problem is I'm trying to prioritize what to do, right? So I have email, I have SMS, and I have this new chat. Mm-hmm. Which one's higher priority? So email is the easiest. So email is probably the top priority. SMS is probably my second priority. Mm-hmm. And because I've been burned by Facebook so many times.
Correct.
This is probably my third priority right now. And to try to get three different pieces of information from one person, mm-hmm. trying to figure out the best way to do that right now.
And so you're doing this only on Facebook, or you're also doing this on Instagram?
So Instagram is a different beast. Okay. That one I haven't 100% started yet, but seeing my results from Messenger, mm-hmm. Instagram with stories and getting someone to reply. Mm-hmm. I did it with my book. Like I had people reply with the word book if they were interested in the book. Mm-hmm. And then you can have them send a message to subscribe to your Instagram.
And then forever and ever, they will hear about Steve's book till the day they die.
I actually haven't sent out my first Instagram broadcast yet.
Yeah.
Because I'm not, what you mentioned earlier was, you know, in order to build that Instagram account, you have to constantly be posting.
Right.
Whereas
you already have an audience on Facebook.
I have an audience on Facebook, but the beauty of it is I don't really have to post on my mm-hmm. Facebook. Well, I post on my Facebook page, and that just automatically builds. But at the same time, I have, you know, live chat. I have all mm-hmm. these other things, which you can't do on Instagram. So right. it's much easier for me to build my Facebook Messenger account.
And let's just talk, how much time have you spent building these? Like what's the time commitment for somebody who's thinking about doing this?
I already had it built.
From before.
Yeah. But the time commitment, just to like add a live chat to your thing, that's like 5 minutes.
Okay.
To understand like all the flows, problem is I've been doing it for so long, so I'm not really a good judge of this. So a better experiment would be if you were to try this.
Yes. And then how many times do I text you with bad words? And then we'll give it a Tony score.
Because it's kind of like, it's kind of like coding in a way, which is why I like
that's it. That was my next question is, so one of my clients and I have a joke about you that whenever we come up upon a problem that we don't quite know the solution for, we always just say to each other, oh, all you need is a little bit of code, which of course,
that's my line.
100% picking on you for that. But, it of course, like that's Steve's response to something that will take, you know, a $500 developer bill.
Well, no, here's the thing. You know what? Like if you just have like a very basic knowledge of coding now, I just did this. So right now I'm migrating Bumblebee Linens from PHP 7 to PHP 8. And I've literally changed probably 40% of the code. I don't know everything, but I have ChatGPT next to me now. Yeah. So I say, hey, what's wrong with this code? You know, like if I can't figure it out, and it'll I just cut and paste it in. It'll tell me. So you can actually have it now write perhaps that little piece of code that you need.
We'll see. Well, I'm going to hold you with it.
It's not as easy as I'm making it, but if you have like elementary knowledge of coding and what needs to be done, ChatGPT makes it a lot easier. Like I don't have to worry about making syntax errors anymore. I just need to be able to.
That kept me up at night. Like, syntax errors.
Okay, now you're just making fun of me.
Okay, so.
We got off a good tangent.
And that's why we say, we just need a little bit of code.
Well, okay. See, most of the time you ask me those questions, it's literally like, hey, this program talking to the other, like passing an email address, for example, right? That literally is just a small amount of code. They just have their, you just have to have an understanding of like how to interface with that code, which usually has nice documentation if you ask for it.
Right.
And you can just ask ChatGPT to read that doc for you and write the code.
You've lost everybody.
I know,
but
I have.
Leong.
Let's talk about something else.
Leong is hanging on right now. That's it. Okay. So setting up ManyChat.
Yes.
What? Let's compare it to something like easier or harder than setting up flows in an email service provider, Klaviyo, ConvertKit, Drip, MailChimp, whatever.
It is just like setting up an Klaviyo flow.
Okay. So easy.
So if Klaviyo is a five,
mid-easy. Yeah.
If Klaviyo is a five, ManyChat is probably a six in terms of difficulty on a scale of 1 to 10.
Do you have to have any code knowledge to do this?
You do not, unless you want to do the complicated stuff.
If you just want to do the bare bones.
If we're just talking about what we've just been talking about here, getting someone on the list and giving a little message, giving them a button to click to go somewhere. No coding knowledge whatsoever required. It's drag and drop.
And on Instagram, I know you haven't done it yet, but on Instagram, would you also say it is the same level of difficulty?
It's even easier because there's less you can do on Instagram. And I am collecting people on Instagram. I just haven't broadcast to them yet.
Yeah. Okay. So this sounds like an interesting strategy. And
it's almost like you're the gatekeeper for like low tech here right now.
I am. Listen, people rely on me for fair and balanced tech reporting. I'll go set it up, guys, and I will let you know how many bad words came out of my mouth, and that will be the gauge of how hard or easy it is.
So let me just tell you some stats from the last broadcast.
Yes, because what
got me excited
about.
Here. Hold on, let me just pull this up.
Because I know there's money attached to it if you're excited about it.
Yes. Okay. So the last one had a 60% read rate and an 18% click rate.
And what did you ask them to do in that?
I asked them to sign up for my workshop.
Okay. So 60% of the people, yes, workshop tonight, although this will be aired after the workshop, but you can come to the other workshop. So you sent it out. 60% of people saw or read the message. 18% of those people clicked through and signed up for the workshop.
They clicked. I didn't check. I don't have the percentages handy.
Okay.
But let's just assume maybe like 40% or 50% signed up, let's just say.
So walk me through the process, because I know when I receive your email or, you know, an email from any person in the digital marketing space to sign up for a webinar, I click through. Obviously, it's tagging me as a webinar participant. Then I receive a confirmed email that I'm in. And then I receive emails throughout the week reminding me about the webinar, as well as distributing any like promotional items, sales stuff, whatever. So if I see this on Facebook ads, I click and I get the ManyChat message. What am I then getting? Is that moving over to email? Is it staying in Facebook? Like, where does it live?
I try to move people over to email, but I also have them tagged if they click that button, and I can send them reminders even if they haven't signed up.
Okay. So if they take that first action of like, I'm interested,
correct,
even if they didn't actually sign up for the webinar, you can then continue to hound them.
Okay. Let's not use the word hound. You can tag
remind them. Yes.
And just say, hey, I know you didn't sign up for email. It's okay. Just stop on by. Here's the link.
Yeah.
Because they're essentially subscribed to it if they say they're interested in it.
And then do you market to them like during or post webinar as far as like selling the course, or do you sort of like let them be in the interested bucket?
Okay. So this is what you can do. If they click the button to actually join the live broadcast, you can tag them as clicking that.
Okay.
And that assumes you're assuming that they attended at that point, and then you can send them like all the course offers and everything.
Yeah. So you don't have the stats yet on like percentage of people that convert from ManyChat versus email.
I actually do have that, but I didn't look at it.
Okay.
Keep talking. Let's see if I can pull it up.
Well, I'm just curious, like, it's kind of like SMS to me, where SMS tends to have a higher open rate and conversion rate because it's like that extra step of you giving somebody your phone number. There's a higher trust level or loyalty level. So I'm wondering where Facebook plays into all of that. Like, is a Facebook connection considered more loyal to people than an email, or is it considered the same or less than sort of like SMS? Like, I kind of want to know what bucket it's in.
Yeah, so I can tell you, like, during the heyday of ManyChat, when I was completely on the bandwagon, it drops off just like email and SMS, very similar. The problem is I didn't have SMS back in the day,
right?
When I had ManyChat, so it's really hard. But the comparisons are similar. I did have a period of maybe 6 months where the two overlapped before Facebook like destroyed Messenger, where I have the article here. Okay, I can't do a whole bunch of things at once. Hold on. I have the stats. Hold on.
It's interesting because I just saw, I think it was on TikTok, but maybe Reel, whatever, doesn't really matter, that people are not making Reels specifically for Facebook. People are making TikToks. And what this commentator was basically saying was there are still millions and millions and millions of people utilizing Facebook. That is like a proven audience. And so like, why are you not putting your reels on Facebook? Because those are being consumed at this ridiculously high rate. So I think we get down on Facebook, right? Because they do shady stuff, right? They the ads fluctuate. It feels like you don't have any control over anything. They nerf groups, they nerf pages, and certain other things work. And it's like, but at the end of the day, like, Facebook still is a place where millions and millions of people spend their time, and there is a good audience there for you to mine. So if you can find a way to do it in a way that you don't end up shooting yourself in the foot, it's not a bad thing to still keep in your little marketing backpack.
I agree. You know what? I'm having problems pulling up the stats. You know why?
Because Facebook's down.
No, it's got nothing to do with that. It's because I rewrote a lot of my blog posts for search.
Oh,
and yes. We're going on all sorts of tangents today. When you write to rank for search, sometimes the little stories that you tell, actually a lot of times the stories that you tell and all the stats, they actually interfere with you ranking. So yes. Ironically, I think I made some of my posts less useful in order to rank. It makes absolutely no sense. Let's see. I know I have the stats somewhere. Hold on. But yes, I agree with you. I think the only reason I'm actually mostly using this stuff outside of Facebook right now for the Facebook Messenger stuff.
Yeah.
Because I have ways to get people to give me their Messenger subscribers.
That sounded very sinister. I have ways to get people. What are those ways? What are you doing?
All right. Where is this? Where are these stats? Yeah.
Yeah, I think this is interesting. I know that
Oh,
you found them? Okay.
Messenger back in the heyday, the open rates were 5x better than email. Click-through rates were 8x better than email. And the revenue per subscriber was about 3.5x better than email.
Interesting. Okay.
That was back in the heyday.
Yeah.
And I don't have enough data, obviously, with these Messenger lists, but I suspect just based on my initial broadcast data that it'll be similar.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah.
So we haven't really covered this specifically, but I think this is probably the thing that people want to know. What is your strategy for getting people on Messenger for My Wife Quit?
Yeah. So right now, email is my first thing. So I try to get people on my 6-day mini course and I get their email. And right now I instantly hit them up with a bonus lesson that's pretty good if they give me their SMS. And once they get to the landing page, I haven't figured it out yet, but the way I used to do it in the past was if you want the slides, you click and it takes you to Messenger.
So if you wanted the slides for the webinar that you're giving out, they had to get it on Messenger. Because I know now we do it SMS.
We're talking about the 6-day mini course, not the webinar right now.
Oh, so you're doing, okay, yes. For the
Lesson of the 6-day mini course has a link.
To get the slides, they've got to get them on Messenger.
Right.
I'm going to be honest, I'd be kind of annoyed at that, but.
Yes, but the link is not, intrusive, right? Like most people just watch the video and they don't need the slides. They just watch the video. So.
Yeah. Okay. So we haven't done Bumblebee yet, but what are you thinking for Bumblebee? Like, how are you going to get people on the list?
Oh, okay. So Bumblebee is really easy actually.
Okay.
Because Bumblebee has a live chat that gets used every single day.
Right.
Like lots of people don't want to call or whatnot. So they just live chat. All those people I can just get.
Okay.
Right. And then also we were doing, remember that loyalty program?
Mm-hmm.
We can send out emails that say, hey, this is 2X loyalty program day. Or we can have all the freebies that we have. So actually, I think this is still implemented, where we have those napkin folding guides, those arts and crafts guides for brides and all that stuff. That can just go behind a Facebook gate.
Okay, so what are the downfalls? Because you've made it sound too good to be true. So what are we looking at for the negatives?
I mean, the downfall is that maybe in a year, Facebook decides to charge for every broadcast for your subscriber list.
I mean, I thought they did that before. So it changed?
It's different. The way they did it before was you could broadcast to anyone who just interacted with you at all. today they actually have to click a button that says, I'm subscribing to your messenger list. And then you could send them stuff for free. But maybe next year, let's say this is really successful, and they go, hey, well, I'm going to charge you now to send to your subscriber list.
Okay.
Much so in the way like SMS is done today.
Which will probably happen at some point, realistically.
Yes. And at that point, you might be thinking to yourself, well, SMS is way better for that. Like if I'm going to pay, why am I going to pay to my Facebook list? Should I just build my SMS list, which is probably going to stay with, I mean, phone numbers aren't going away anytime soon.
Well, hopefully not. Where would they go?
I don't know. So that's all these are, there's all these things that are going through my mind. So, and I've been burned three times now.
Right.
And I'm excited about this, but now I'm cautiously optimistic about this. Like, should I devote all my energy to building up the subscriber list only for them to like pull the rug under and start charging me? Or should I just focus on my SMS list and that's it?
So how much time are you like, are you willing to devote to this based on like risk reward past events?
I mean, I'm just going to implement it on my 6-day mini course since I already have the hooks in there and then put the live chat up and just see where it rolls. My priorities will be email and SMS first and foremost.
So if someone's thinking about this, if this is like, okay, I'm interested, maybe they have a decent sized Facebook page or group or like they have some mechanism. I guess you're getting people on through email, so it's a little bit different, but what's their next step if they're thinking about this and maybe want to try it?
I think if you have a strong Instagram following, this is pretty much a no-brainer because it's generally hard to get someone off of Instagram.
Yes, that's kind of when you were talking about this, I was like, this would be perfect for those people who kind of blew up on Instagram accidentally. And I don't say that like they didn't purposely do things, but, you know, sometimes people just blew up on Instagram and then they had a strategy to continue to grow. But they had that initial sort of good fortune. And it sounds but I've heard from a lot of people like they can't get people's email. They can't get them off Instagram. They can't get them to read a blog post. They can't get them even over to YouTube. So this might be the way that they can sort of capture that audience and make them a little more loyal.
Yeah. Totally. Because one thing I didn't like about Instagram was the way you get business is really through the DMs.
Yeah.
Because if you're publishing stories, you can guide people off. But I mean, it doesn't work as well. Whereas if someone messages you for something and you reply back, then those people are going to sign up. So it's basically trying to automate the DMs in a way.
Does ManyChat work with Instagram as well?
It does.
It's all one platform.
It's all one platform, although you pay by the platform.
Okay. And then is it, so if you create something on Facebook, can you like clone that over to Instagram or do you have to like rebuild it over on Instagram?
You can't clone it because the features are different. For example, Instagram, you can't really pay for an ad to go into someone's DM. So if you have a flow that does that, you can't just import it. The Instagram features are a lot more limited. In Facebook Messenger land, there's all sorts of complicated things that you can do that we're not going to talk about today.
Yeah.
Like create a loyalty program.
Right. Like, from scratch with you, just a little bit of code.
You know, like literally I have everyone's loyalty points and everything stored in Messenger.
That sounds crazy that you did that, but okay.
Messenger knows what their order numbers are, kind of generally what they ordered, how many loyalty points. It was all stored in Messenger.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't do that in Instagram easily, I don't think.
Yeah. I mean, that makes me, I don't know. I don't like how everybody has our data, but also I don't mind it, so.
Well, what's also cool, and I don't know if this is the case with Instagram, but like in Messenger land, if someone responds, you can have it send a message to your server where perhaps you could like ping ChatGPT to get a robot answer and reply. you know what I'm saying? Like you feed it the answer and you could be talking to like ChatGPT for your store, essentially.
Yeah.
Okay, which actually is another project. You know, originally I was going to do SteveBot first, but I think I might do BumblebeeBot first, actually.
Okay. I mean, it feels like that would be a better freeing. I'm sure that, I mean, I know you get a lot of emails for My Wife Quit, but I feel like the messages that you get about Bumblebee are far more directly related to orders.
Correct.
Purchasing. Whereas like My Wife Quit, it's like some of them are related to buying the course, but some of them are like telling you their life stories. Some of them are asking you these absolutely. I mean, I've seen some of the questions you get and I'm like, that's not even like Steve, like you have to hire him to come live with you for a month to answer that question. So the Bumblebee stuff seems like you could find that direct correlation to revenue.
Right. And what's the other reason why I was a little bit more down on Steve, but just as of very recently, actually, like last week, mm-hmm. is Jordan, our mutual friend, Jordan Harbinger.
Yes.
He implemented JordanBot. So what he did is he took all the transcripts and then he put them in a bot. And I was just playing around with it. And I was like, I don't think I would use this.
Okay.
But that was just, you know, my personal thing. Like I messed around with it. It's essentially like ChatGPT, except mm-hmm. when you ask a question that's completely unrelated, it just says, sorry, we don't have anything that covers that.
Yeah. I will say I, as a user, have not been a fan of some of the bot. A lot of companies have come out with it. And typically, if I'm getting on chat with you, my question is so complicated that like it's not in your knowledge base, right? It's so specific to what exactly I'm doing. And I know that's not everybody. A lot of people have very general questions because they don't like to read and follow directions. So I know that's not true. But yeah, for me, it's very frustrating. I just literally type representative 22 times until they get me to the...
I do that like, too.
Yeah. Only, but I can see how there's probably a lot of questions that are very basic, like how do I get the free mini course, right? Or I can't download this craft book. I mean, I'm sure there's a large percentage of questions like that too.
I think for Bumblebee, I pretty much know what most of the questions are. And to a certain extent, those were already handled by the ManyChat bot that I created a long time ago.
Yeah.
However, there's still questions that are pretty easy also that a bot can easily handle. Like if someone types in, hey, like, where's my order? Mm-hmm. The next logical question is, you know, what's your order number? And then you can
right.
look it up. That was hard to do in ManyChat because depending on how someone phrased something, you couldn't provide the right answer, whereas a bot could ask the right follow-up question. So it makes sense. In Steve Bot land, for My Wife Quit, have you seen some of those questions? It's like,
yeah,
like I want to sell this and I need to get rich in 3 months.
What dog you should get?
Yeah.
I can't help you. No, you get some. Well, and you know, that's the interesting thing about business is that business is very personal. So there's a lot of personal depth into the questions that you get for Profitable Audience, we or Profitable Online Store, we get for Profitable Audience. And it does factor into our responses to people. We get questions all the time, like, should I do this or this? And it's like, well, give us a little more information about yourself. And when we get that extra information, it's like, seems very obvious to us which path they should take based on just our experience and things like that. But yeah, I think that's where it would get tough in Steve Bot land.
So here are my predictions.
Okay.
For Instagram and Facebook messaging. There was a good 2.5-3 years where the old school way of doing it was beautiful. Like I was on the bandwagon and everything. So my prediction for this broadcasting and subscriber list for Instagram and Facebook Messenger is it'll become really popular. People will be like, wow, it's free. And they all jump on the bandwagon. And then I give it maybe 2.5 years. 2.5-3 years, Facebook will start charging for it. And marketers just going to ruin the whole thing and it'll become crap. Well, I hope you enjoyed that episode. Now, for more information about this episode, go to profitableaudience.com/podcast, where we list all of the tools and resources mentioned in our show notes.
And if you enjoyed listening to this episode, please go to Apple Podcasts and leave us a review. When you write us a review, it not only makes our day, but it helps keep this podcast up in the ranks so other people can use this information, find the show more easily, and get some awesome business advice.
Leaving a review is by far the best way to support the show. And please tell your friends, because the greatest compliment that you can give us is to provide a referral to someone else, either in person or to share it on the web.
And if you're interested in building your own profitable audience, subscribe to our free 6-day mini course where we walk you through the exact steps needed to find your niche, build a website, grab email subscribers, and monetize your content. You can sign up at profitableaudience.com/free.
Thanks for listening.